Jennifer, we good?
Go ahead.
All right, we'd like to welcome everybody to the RDA meeting being held here on September 5th at Centerville City Hall. It looks like we have all the directors present, all five directors present. So we have a couple business items on the RDA meeting. The first is the update on the Centerpoint Theater 2023 fundraising gala. And Bryce?
Before, while he's getting ready, Mr. Mayor, if I can, I had a chance to meet with the new director, Danny, last or 2 weeks ago. I'm really excited about his vision, his thoughts on the direction of the theater. He'll be presenting to you the first meeting in October, and I thought it'd be good for him to introduce himself to all you and discuss kind of his thoughts and the direction where the theater's going. But I brought up this
gala? Gala. What did we decide?
I think they're both correct.
And we hadn't seen anything, and it was getting really late in the year, and so I brought it up. He said, yes, it's going forward. So Shelley was going to get with Bryce and discuss kind of the specifics. And I know you all like to have this opportunity to show your support for the Center Point, and also it's an opportunity to find out how many commitments we have to attend. Since they did a little differently than getting a table last year, I think it went really well. It's not a table anymore. It's just who would like to go is welcome to attend. We're not limited any longer. But anyway, do you have any more details you'd like to share, Brett?
The date is October.
And before you go, I met with Danny on Friday for about an hour. He's got a great vision of many other things as well, too. And this one wasn't on his mind. I think this one's mainly on Shelley's mind. So,
how long has he been involved?
Forever.
Danny's been there a long
involved?
Time.
Involved? A long time.
I'm confused.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
As an actor as well.
Mm-hmm. As directing shows.
Yeah, he's done a lot of
he's an actor and a director.
So. All right, Bryce, yours.
I'm just the ticket guy, so on October 27th is when this gala is. Or those that can't pronounce it, just I will say.
That's the third.
There's no Y in it, though. It's gala.
It's gala.
Thank you. We're going to be attending the GALA event at Center Point, October 27th at 6:30. I'll send an email out for a confirmation, unless you want to give me your confirmation right now, because I know you're that far booked out.
Again, I think the invitation still goes to you and your spouse or significant other, a guest, should I say.
Plus one. What's
plus
the date?
One.
When October 27th.
The city is, or the RDA is willing to
Friday.
Pay for.
Is it Friday?
Friday.
It's a great event. Brent and I went last year. I thought it worked out really well.
I think most of us had a conflict last year.
Yeah, so that's why Bryce and I were able to go, because some of you had a conflict. Which
Mayor and I, we were there. Was that
I was there.
Different one with the county?
Well, it was a different one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out of town last
I think
year.
It was a great event because they showcased kind of a variety show of all the different programs. And it was a great opportunity to kind of see everything that they do there, not just plays and theatrical productions, but also their, I can't remember what it's called. Anyways, their adaptive theater program. That was probably our most impressive thing that we saw.
Black Box?
Mm-hmm. No, it's all the kids with disabilities. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, it's,
yeah, it's that one.
Yeah.
So,
really
but it was
cool.
Pretty amazing. And I liked the flow of it. You get to sit down and eat your box of treats and enjoy a night with each other.
Well, and they always have different. What was the lady's name that they had the year before? And she sang in The Greatest Showman. And they used her voice. And it was the first time she had ever done a public concert.
Friend to friend.
And it was. Did you get to go to that one? Was that before you?
That was before me.
It was, I mean, her dad came and played the piano. It was, remember, it was really good. They've done some really unique things.
Mm-hmm. It says that it's a hauntingly good opportunity, and it's a Moonlight Madness. So I'll get some more details from Shelley to see what dress code really is. last year we just wore suits and ties. I'm not that extreme, so I'll get you an update. There were people that, I think it was a masquerade last year.
So thanks for informing us about it. You just need to get confirmation of how many did.
Yeah, so I'll just send a text or an email out, and you guys can respond back to me, and we'll get and let me know if it's plus one or you need to have Brant or I as your plus one. So.
Thank you. All right, let's go to item number two. This is the Porter Walton CRA update. Hopefully, we get Nate a chance to eat a little bit. So, what, Nate, while you're coming up, this he's just going to update us here on with the opening Young Power Sports. They want to remind us of the existing budget and contract between Porter Walton CRA and Young Power Sports, right?
Correct.
So, right. Take it away.
Yes, and then I'll follow up with some other comments.
Okay. All right, good evening, Council. So as Mayor said, this is just to review the agreement that the RDA has with Young Power Sports as they are now open for business. So in April of 2022, we created the new Porter Walton area and entered into this agreement with Young Power Sports. As part of this agreement, Young Power Sports has three criteria that they need to meet. The first is that they need to be open by the end of this calendar year. The second is that they need to remain open for the duration of this agreement, which is 15 years, and that's open regularly, as defined by the contract. And then the final criteria is that they need to make timely tax payments, and that's both sales tax and property tax payments. And then in return, the RDA has agreed to two post-performance tax incentives. And again, I'm just summarizing these. You can look in their contract for further details. But the first is the incremental property tax payment, and the second is the annual sales tax payment. So for the incremental property tax payment, the RDA has agreed to essentially pay back Young Power Sports 87% of the incremental property tax revenue generated from their property each year. And then that will go on for 15 years or until a cap of $4.5 million is reached. And we have that cap, but Brant, Bryce, and I met with Lewis Young, and they don't expect that cap to be reached.
I mean, frankly, if they have that much sales tax going through, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that benefits us all at that point.
Right.
So we should just budget for the 87% for the life, is what you're saying.
For 15 years.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the property tax. The sales tax, we have agreed to pay them half of their point of sales that the city receives each year. So just a reminder of property tax, point of sale.
Sales tax.
Sales tax, thank you. With their point of sale, 1% of that is for cities. Half of it goes directly to Centerville. The other half gets put in a statewide pool that gets distributed based on population. So we're talking about that half that goes directly to the city. We'll take half of that and return it to Young Power Sports. That's how that works. And that is good for 5 years or until that $4.5 million is reached. However, it's important to note that with the property tax, the city or the RDA will trigger that. So we're going to notify the county this month that we'd like to start that next year for 2024, which means we'll receive the incremental property tax in the spring of 2025. Now the sales
tax. Those two amounts are separate apart from the, they're not aggregated amounts to get to the cap.
They are aggregated.
They are aggregated, mm-hmm. Okay. So you still don't think once they're aggregated they'll be at the 4.5?
No, I think early estimates, I say 1.5 million would be the total incentive.
Okay.
Again, if their sales tax.
To your point, if it's 1.5 is an estimate. If you get 4.5, that's great.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So the patch. Difference would be the sales tax, which we collect 50%
correct.
Of that.
Throw us in that briar patch, is what you're saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's using their existing models, looking at their existing models and other dealerships, the revenue they're collecting in the three stores that they combine into one. 1.5 million. Again, if it's better than that, then we're benefiting, and then after 5 years, we're really benefiting if right. that continues forward. So.
Okay.
Yeah, for the property tax, the RDA is in charge of triggering that. For the sales tax, Young Power Sports gets to choose their trigger date. So we do intend on sending them a letter reminding them of that. But they have, I didn't put it in here, I think they have 3 years.
3 years to trigger that. Since their open date.
Mm-hmm. So that's up to them. They get to choose that day, so I'm assuming they'll probably wait till they're fully operational.
So outside of their, this is the hard question, outside of their sales tax revenue that we can directly track, how are we planning on showing the ancillary benefit, like additional traffic into the city, you know, people buying it at another location? Are we trying to compare like their opening date to sales tax revenue historically at other businesses in the area? Because one of the biggest issues I think that the public generally has with these sorts of agreements is, show me why you didn't just buy their business. What was the net gain to the community overall? And if we say things like, well, they're going to eat fast food, how do we show them that they're doing that? What is the mechanism for doing to show that a CRA or a specific project area is performing in a way that we can demonstrate to the public?
So the only way to demonstrate those type of values as a study, which then purely is almost speculation still at that point, to say, look, this is what it could, and this is what these types of activities bring into a community, but showing a direct or a true objective, that's almost impossible, right? So, I mean, could you look at the sales tax and say their sales tax was this, but we saw that our sales tax went up maybe 5% overall? Can you attribute it to that? Maybe. But how do you actually define that without actually surveying them, saying, hey, thank you for shopping Young Power Sports. Where else have you spent money today?
I'm just curious because, you know, as we build these areas out and we use this is a common structure for attracting businesses or handling improvements, there's always a disconnect in the community about, well, what did everyone else get apart from the developer or the business owner? And so it's you know, the sales tax, we definitely know how to hang our hat on that, but we often claim all these ancillary benefits, but we don't really have any way to demonstrate it. So I'm just like, what is our mechanism that we plan on using?
Well, case in point is Walmart. And clearly we've had benefits. We've also dedicated, if I remember the presentation, twice as much police time as was anticipated.
Right, so yeah, it's like when future councils decide they want to be in support of a project, how do we create a historical overview that gives them a basis other than just, you know, Kentucky Windage? Because some of these project areas, not that this one's particularly expensive, they can be quite expensive to do, and so I think it'd be helpful with this one to try and track it closely and try and align some of those things.
Well, especially if you look at the expansion of 1250 West in Farmington.
We're going to have a bunch more that we're going to be looking for tax dollars to do, and I just think it'd be great if the council had some, not to say speculative, but sound bites that they could hang their hat on, that if in the month this place opened, all the businesses in, you know, this area saw an increase in revenue. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's a trend that stays forever, but there should be some data points we can sample.
The only way would be like a year-over-year comparison, and again, you're going to say, well, is that because we have additional residents in the Lane project and they're coming south from Summerhill Lane or not? But
yeah, it's
you don't know. It's subjective, but the only data point you would have would be a year-over-year metric on sales tax revenue from surrounding businesses.
Yeah, and that's where I'm looking at it from this standpoint, and I agree with you. I mean, if you're looking year-over-year and you take, like, the collective fast food down there on Parrish and you say, hey, Young Power Sports opened in November. Everybody saw a huge bump. We can't really attribute that to anything else. Then you at least have something to say that, yes, we're not saying this is 100% what happened, but you can infer that there's probably a relationship here.
Correlated.
Yeah.
If you were to ask those key businesses to attempt to monitor annual statistics, their view of it is, that might be the way to get it.
I would just love to be better armed for the you know, 1250 West expansion and all of that as those property owners
come in with proposals on the, or looking for something from the city to be a little bit more data-based than what we've done in the past, which is, well, it seems good, but we don't really have anything that helps us out. Because, like, what's the fitness of the purpose, right? We try and pick that on a general plan. We think this type of business goes over here, but if we don't have any data to really support that, that would be, it's kind of tough. So
Louis Young did do the analysis, and they made certain assumptions. So you could ask them to say, hey, did they meet these? And, you know, if they're making those assumptions, it's based on some sort of data. So
right,
they
right.
could look at it and see if it met those.
But that's that speculative data that I was referring to. It's just that there's assumptions made similar to these types of activities happening. What impact does that have in surrounding communities? Now, you might even say it impacts Bountiful potentially as well, right? So it's not just Centerville, but it impacts the region.
It's going to affect Bountiful.
But I like seeing if their assumptions are accurate so that when we do future participation agreements, we know whether these metrics are...
Or if the metric even makes sense. Because we know we're going to see some negative metrics once we start our left-lane expansions on 400 and Marketplace. You're going to see some negative impacts, pretty significant. So if you can go one way, you should be able to go the other way. That's all I'm thinking.
Brent, shifting gears, so there's from staff an important note that 10% of the increment goes to affordable housing. Has staff thought about what that will look like in terms of a recommendation to the council for that 10%?
Yeah, so we discussed this in our meeting. There's a lot of options that we can do. Now, it doesn't generate a ton, right? That's a very minimal amount, so how do you apply that to affordable housing? There's a number of ways we can do it. The first thought I had was in the next year, we're going to be discussing mortgage assistance, since that's one of our objectives that we had outlined for our moderate income housing. Maybe that's some money set aside for employees to relocate to Centerville as help with the mortgage assistance, which I think that would be great. That way we're not using the general fund money, we're using this funding. Another one that I had mentioned is, what if we supported even the Davis County housing? And that's a contribution to help with their programs, but specifically benefiting a Centerville City resident in their mortgage assistance too. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more. And I don't know if we thought of anything else, Nate.
Yeah, it can also be used for infrastructure surrounding an affordable housing development.
Okay.
So if we ever had to put in any infrastructure for one of those developments
or anything like that.
And again, as Brant mentioned, this is, you know, an estimated $3,000 to $6,000 a year.
Right.
So it's not a ton of money. Which does make it a little bit difficult to decide what to do. It doesn't go very far.
But we have thought about it. We just
3,000 to 6,000 is the 10%. Yeah, that's not going to go very far. A few.
So again,
not lineal feet a year. Of sidewalk.
Instead of us creating a program, let's contribute to a program that ensures benefits to Centerville City resident. Also, maybe the part of the mortgage assistance, that would be the funding mechanism for down payment.
Hey, Nate. Curiosity question. These are annual payments, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we have an agreement that says they must remain open for the duration of the agreement. What if they don't remain open? Do they have to come up with money to back pay?
No, we don't have any sort of back pay.
Okay.
So if they decide to shut their doors for 6 months, it would just end at that point. They specifically put it in that contract that we didn't want to try to go back and back collect.
It wasn't like a retention
right.
clause.
Yeah, and we also protected it that it is not necessarily transferable unless it remains.
The new company couldn't buy it and get it.
They couldn't convert it to, you know, a strip mall type of thing. And if it changes uses, then the agreement needs to be reevaluated.
What if it doesn't change use, but he just buys it?
This is similar to a dealership we had on Frontage Road. I forget which dealership it was.
Land Rover.
Yes, Land Rover left, Truck World took over, but Truck World doesn't get the benefits that Land Rover agreed to.
But Land Rover still does, and so did Legacy Crossing.
So if Land Rover fails?
As long as they're still meeting those, well, I guess with Legacy Crossing is a better example, the theater's still meeting those metrics, and so they still get the tax increment.
As amended.
As amended,
right.
Amended and amended.
Yeah, four times. I wasn't going to go there. I thought that as amended was in.
But so if Land Rover, did they sell the property and the building?
Well, I don't know the specific.
They were leasing the property. Land Rover was the beneficiary of that. They were leasing the property. I believe actually Land Rovers, once their benefits expired, that's when they relocated.
That's what happened.
So it wasn't a matter of a transferable thing. It was expiration of the agreement, and then they relocated.
True. So we're not giving anything to the
no.
new?
No. But this, again, we didn't want them necessarily on Power Sports, this being transferable to another owner, because we may not agree necessarily. So you as the board of directors, the directors, you can decide whether or not you want to continue those incentives if it does change ownership. I believe that's the truth of the agreement.
Yeah. Thanks for the correction.
Hey, anything else?
Yeah, lastly, I just wanted to share that Nate Bryce and I had an opportunity to tour the facility, which is incredible. It's actually deceiving because there's so much inside. They have different stories of where their storage is, where their maintenance. So we had that opportunity to tour, and I thought I mentioned that to Rad that you all might want to have a tour like that as well. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on having one in the next few weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
I think
it really was. It, you go through and you're like, this is unbelievable what they built. It really is a masterpiece in how they laid it out. It was practical, but it still looked really nice. Even the mechanic bays were super nice. I don't know how long that'll last, but a lot of attention to detail in the facility.
Well, the fact that they didn't just tear the whole thing down completely and start over was, I'd have been very impressed with that.
Yeah. So Jennifer will help me coordinate schedules, and then we'll coordinate through Rad, through Bryce, to make something happen. So, anyway, that's all I had. It was great. Thanks, Nate.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Last thing we have is minutes of review and approval of the June 6, 2023 RDA.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for the RDA meeting that was held on Tuesday, June
6, 2023. Second. We have motion second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. So motion to adjourn out of RDA.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Great. Let's go.